Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny and this is the evening news. Nicolas Hulot's first trip as a minister. Accompanied by the Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, the Minister of Ecological and Solidary Transition visited an innovative company in the Val-de-Marne. He even spoke about his ambitions as part of the government. For Emmanuel Macron, it is also a first trip, but a first trip outside of Europe. Emmanuel Macron traveled to Africa and was in Mali today. Once arrived, he first reiterated France's commitment to Mali before meeting with French soldiers on site. This African country is fighting against jihadist terrorism. He stated that he wished to send a strong message to the armed forces present in Mali. 1,600 men are on this military base, 4,000 in total engaged in the Barkhane operation. Two soldiers have died in the Marne this morning during a canoeing exercise. Both men were legionnaires of the 2nd Foreign Infantry Regiment of Nîmes in the Gard. Julian Assange is no longer prosecuted for rape. The founder of WikiLeaks, who was a refugee at the Embassy of Ecuador in the United States, got the news this morning. The Swedish justice has decided to abandon its prosecution, but the British judiciary system quickly let down his hopes by announcing it would be obligated to arrest him if he left the embassy. The Australian is still wanted for a crime of a much less serious nature. He had not respected in 2012 the conditions of his release on bail in the United Kingdom. A painting was sold at a record price. We are almost used to it, except for one detail. This time, it is a painting of a contemporary artist. An untitled painting by Jean-Michel Basquiat was bought yesterday for $110 million by a Japanese collector in New York. In 1984, the artist had himself sold it for $19,000. In rugby, first game of the top 14, Toulon receives Castres tonight at 9 o'clock, and tomorrow it will be Montpellier against Le Racing 92. The winners will be playing against La Rochelle and Clermont next weekend in semifinals. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.